Wow, that was great.
Wow, thank you so much, guys. Yeah, I just have a question for you guys. When did you all meet? When did you get started? What's your meet cute origin story? Yeah.
This is Jonah. So we, Sophie, Claire, and I, we all had class together. Shout out Kyle Sonia. And then Sophie and I knew each other previously from high school, and so I decided, like, I said, hey, these are two great singers. I want to put a band together again. And so I talked to Sophie, like, the last day of class. I'm like, hey, let's put together a band. And she's like, okay, yeah. And then it kind of sparked from there. I knew Will also from high school. I called him up. I knew Finn. I kind of knew everyone, and then... Yeah, so I'm like, because you're really popular. But yeah, it sparked from class together and all kind of building chemistry within a dictation class. And then, the rest is history, I guess.
And what year are you? Are you guys all at UVM?
All of us. Will is hanging out. do you want to hear yours?
Yeah.
I'm a junior.
I think we're all juniors.
I think we all think you're
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Well, can we hear some more music from you guys? Like, what else do you have?
You go. Next, we have a mix of covers and originals for you guys. The next song we'll be doing is a cover of a The Sacred Souls song. So
Woo!
Hope you enjoy.
Oh my gosh.
Yay!
Your fragrance takes over the room, darling. I wanna plant you in my heart, so love can grow. Can I call you? Loving and roses and you, and the universe told me, put it in a love song. Put it in a love, put it in a love, put it in a love song. Put it in a love, put it in a love, put it in a love song.
Put it in a love, 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 put it in a love
That was angelic. Wow. You guys just blessed our ears. Wet denim. I love this. I have to ask, Wet Denim, who came up with this name and what does it mean? I feel like this is really mysterious. They're conspiring on this answer.
Guys, this is really exciting for me, actually. I'm so glad you asked, because...
Wait, you gotta say who it is.
What?
Who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Finn. I got too excited. So, in high school, way back when, I was just thinking, as I often do, I think and I ponder, and I was just like, what is the most uncomfortable thing I could think of? And I just imagined just a blanket of wet denim. And since that moment, I needed that to be a band name. And hopefully one day my band name. And then I found these guys, and I'm like, we should name this band Wet Denim. And they all said no, that they did not want to do that at all. And then after whittling them down over days and weeks, they finally caved. And I love Wet Denim.
Nice. Was there any bribery involved? Like, did you have to pay them off or something? Like,
I think
it was just sheer annoyance. I think they were just really done with me. So
that's awesome.
It also helped that we couldn't think of anything else that we liked, so it stuck.
A friend of mine recently told me that.
Sorry, have you seen the video of RFK doing the cold plunge bath in his jeans, and everyone is talking about wet denim? So this is kind of your moment. This is kind of your moment.
Surely.
Okay, I was just wondering. Capitalize. Sorry, I'm off now.
Yeah, a friend of mine recently told me that if you want your jeans to fit better, you just have to shower in them. And I don't know if that's worth it, but...
Well, how does discomfort play into your music?
Because that was beautiful.
Well, actually... something I personally think about a lot, I haven't talked to the band about it, so, you know, disagree if you want. But, you know, playing these shows, we play at Radio Bean a lot, and it's definitely noticeable that people are not super comfortable dancing all the time. So I like to say I wrote our bio with Claire, and one of the lines that I love in said bio is we just really like to write music that makes dancing irresistible. But, yeah, I think it's a thing, and, you know, dancing's good for you, so... dance if you're gonna do anything.
Bring back dancing 2026.
Yes.
Beautiful. Do you have any other dancing tunes for us, you guys?
I don't know if this one is this is more like a waltz maybe.
Yeah, like a vibe check.
Another maybe slow one, but we got some dance songs in
you there. Can dance. You can have a little flowy dance if you'd like.
But I think it's time that we play this.
You too, Sophie.
Ben, you wanna take it away?
Have gone behind. behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
Was there like any 70s influence in your guys' music? Like, I feel like it kind of gives that vibe a little.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
say, what, 70% 70s, honestly?
Oh, yeah. Honestly.
If you can't hear, Jonah just said that 60 to 70% of our music is probably 70s.
Oh, nice. Which artist specifically, if you have any, like, influenced that? Like,
I think within
our
own
writing. Talking to a mic.
Yeah, that's all right. within our own writing style, I'd say we hear a lot of Steely Dan, obviously. I think between, let's see, Steely Dan, maybe for me, writing guitar, yes, or Led Zeppelin. Yeah, I don't know. Pretty wide range. A lot of blues in there, too.
Yeah.
And what's your writing process like when you guys come together and, you know, create a song? Is it someone has an idea and you all flesh it out, or how does that work?
Yeah, no, usually we just kind of come to the table with a general outline of something, and then we'll play it and add on to it as a group and then come up with our own ideas. And then our singers will write lyrics and stuff to it, and then we all kind of builds together as a group.
Yeah, we like to make things weird.
When we wrote Girl Next Door, like Sophie said, Will came in with an idea, and then we all just like played on it and kind of created that song. So that's how that one came to be.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So how do you guys pick your covers?
How do we? Good question.
We all kind of say, well, one of us will propose a song a lot of time. It's me. But I'm very grateful for what they go along with. But I don't know. We all propose a song. If we like the groove, we like the groove. And then we just kind of, I think a lot of it comes down to ease of learning to play it as well. But we all have a very broad range of tastes, but also very similar at the same time. So it's very easy, and we kind of all collaborate on. We kind of come to a middle ground in a way.
Yeah, it also tends to be the ones that everyone learns. Like, we make a playlist, and then, like, whichever ones the majority of people know, like, I'm often the one who doesn't know any of the songs going into rehearsal, like, when we put a new one in, and then I'm like, oh, I don't like this, I don't want to play Steely Dan, and then it's like, it becomes my favorite. Like, I love, the way that this band has introduced me to music I wouldn't listen to otherwise, so it's definitely a lot of Spotify playlists.
This is for anybody, but how would you describe the difference between what you listen to and what you play? I guess, like, any weird genres that aren't present in the music that you play.
Someone's getting pointed at.
This is George. I'll be the first to say, going into this band, I never really played this kind of music. I play a lot of jazz, and I listen to a lot of jazz, but I'll say, for the most part, I listen to a lot of, like, instrumental, like, ambiance-driven music, like, soundscape. Yeah, so definitely not this, but it's a good time. Type.
Sweet. Anything else?
Oh, I listen to all kinds of weird and wacky stuff. Like, a lot of progressive rock influences what I play. You know, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Gentle Giant, that type of stuff. Some of the music we write, we have a song later in our set that has this one really weird part. It's like one of my favorite things to play with this group. But no, I think it's like everyone said, we all have pretty diverse tastes.
All right. I just wanted to comment and be like, I'm so happy you guys played Time, because that's like my favorite Pink Floyd song, and I'm like obsessed with Rick Wright, the keyboardist for Pink Floyd, and I just like loved your like Pink Floyd like Rick Wright moment, you know, singing. But I like have a question about, like, you guys have two keyboards, and how do you like, you know, work together with your parts and stuff? Like, how do you decide?
Usually we have like one person doing kind of like an ambient sort of the ambiance thing with like little fills and different sound effects and stuff. And then we have like a lead guitarist and a rhythm guitarist, and we go kind of go back and forth between that with what sounds we want to play. But
I know the people listening can't see, but they both have really fancy Nord pianos.
They're both I'm going to be asking about red these and after, actually.
So there's a lot of options of sounds.
Yeah, definitely, like, I do more organ stuff for the most part, and Will is a lot more piano heavy, but we try to switch it up as much as we can.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, can we hear some more, unless there's another question?
I have a question.
If you guys got into a fight, feasibly, who would win? Also, we could do no weapons, we could do weapons.
Could be a piano duel.
Wait, Conan. No, I'm kind of talking about the pianists. Pianists. The two keyboardists.
Keyboard battle.
George, you think?
I think he has an evil side to him.
He doesn't even have to win. You just succeeded.
What do you think?
We should go out of the pianists? Yeah. Because Conan would obviously win. He would never say it, but he would win. Out of the entire band.
He would never say it because he's unfortunately not mic'd up.
Yeah, we don't have a mic that reaches Conan right now. Out of George and Will, I definitely think Will. I'm sorry, I just do.
I'm too much of a softie. I would never fight George.
But George is I think George is a softier than you.
Maybe, I think if you had no weapons, Will would probably win. But if there were weapons involved, I think George would.
George would have something you've never heard of before. You like got it off the black market.
I feel like it's like unstoppable force, immovable object. They would just like cancel each other out. Like they would know each other's moves, and like it would go on for like forever.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say about a spin. They're both too nice. So I think it'd just be like a stalemate. They'd just be looking at each other, waiting for someone to throw a punch, but nothing would actually happen.
Maybe they'd end up kissing. Conan, what do you think?
Yeah.
Conan said probably will. He's a man of few words.
Well, if you guys were fighting with the keyboards as weapons, then... or are those too expensive?
Yeah, I don't think they'd risk
it. I think they're too expensive. Yeah.
All right, well, how about some more music then, since we're not battling out with the keyboards?
Sure thing.
Wait, what song is this? Please preface.
A Stevie Wonder song.
Ooh.
Blind As.
Sweet. Do, 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 do. Oh.
As around the sun the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, do you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Oh, always.
Until the dolphin flies and parrots live at sea.
Always.
Until we dream of life and life becomes a dream. Did you know that true love asks for nothing? Acceptance is the way we pay. Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to lasting forever and another day? Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, know through all your joy and pain, I'll be loving you always. As today I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear. For I know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you always. Until the day is night and night becomes the day.
Always.
Until the trees and seas just up and fly away.
Always.
Until the day that 8 times 8 times 8 is 4.
Always.
Until the day that is the day that are no more.
Did you know you're loved by
until
somebody?
Until the day the earth starts turning right to left.
Always.
Until the earth just for the sun denies itself.
I'll be loving you
until
forever.
Until dear mother nature says the work is through.
Always.
Until the day that you are me and I am you.
And troubles can make you wish you were born in another time and space, but you can bet your lifetime's that and twice as double. The guy knew exactly where he wanted you to be placed. So make sure when you say you're in it, but not of it, you're not helping to make this earth sometimes call hell. Change your words into truth, and then change that truth into love. And maybe our children's grandchildren, the greater grandchildren will tell. I'll be loving you
until the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky.
Loving you
until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Until the dolphin flies and parrots live at sea.
Until we dream of life and life becomes a dream.
Oh,
there somewhere. Didn't you know, didn't you know? Tried to move, but I lost my way. Didn't you know, didn't you know? Start to watch my emotions sway. Didn't you know, didn't you know? Knew the toll, but I would not pay. Didn't you know, didn't you know? That you never know where the cards may lay. Time to save the world. Where in the world is all the time? So many things I still don't know. So many times I've changed my mind. Yes, I was born to make mistakes, but I ain't scared to take the weight. So when I stumble off the path, trying to decide which way to go. Think I made a wrong turn back there somewhere. Ooh, hey, ooh. I'm trying to decide which way to go. Think I made a wrong turn back there somewhere. Didn't you know, didn't you know? Tried to run, but I lost my way. Didn't you know, didn't you know? I stopped to watch my emotions sway. Didn't you know, didn't you know? Knew the toll, but I would not pay. Didn't you know, didn't you know? I said you never know how the cards may lay. Love is life, and life is free. Take a ride of life with me. Free your mind and find your way. There will be a brighter day. Love is life, and life is free. Take a ride of life with me. Free your mind and find your way. There will be a brighter day. Love is life, and life is free. Take a ride of life with me. Free your mind and find your way. There will be a brighter day.
I have to say, you guys just made my night, because Erykah Badu is probably my favorite artist of all time. That was beautiful. Thank you, guys. And the mashup you did was wonderful also. Big fan.
Wet Denim, live on Exposure. You guys are crushing it. I have an important question. I need to know, if you all were the Muppets, which Muppet would you be? I need to know this.
Ben has an answer.
You're just asking really great questions for me. Me and my friends were the Muppets for Halloween last year. I was Fozzie Bear. I've been Fozzie Bear. I've associated with him for years.
I can see that with the hair.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, thank you. I'll speak into two mics. I would be Elton John on the Muppets playing Crocodile Rock.
That's awesome.
For those of you who can't see me, I have a pretty long neck, so I'm gonna go with Beaker.
I think from a young age, I know this is wrong because I'm not the drummer, but I've really associated with Animal. Just feel like that really encapsulates my vibe.
I think, I don't know if you guys know the Kermit equivalent, but he's evil, Constantine.
Yes.
I know I used to have a nightmare about him, like over and over. He would be staring through the crack of my door.
That's terrifying.
And yeah, but I think I'd be him to conquer my nightmares.
You got
him. Oh yeah.
As I'm looking up Muppets as I do this, because I don't know any of the Muppets.
He's cheating.
I'm thinking Dr. Teeth looks cool.
Elise, our mixer just said that that's who she would be. So you picked picked the right one.
Or Conan, what do you think? I don't know any Muppets. I'm giving Conan the phone. He's going to look at Muppets.
We're
Miss thinking
Piggy.
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy would never be silenced, though.
That's true.
What
about
the
niece?
Miss
Piggy's evil twin, essentially.
What about the Swedish doctor? Oh. Alright, he's the Swedish
doctor. Thank you.
Oh my god.
The most important question of our time. But, kind of following up on that, I saw that you guys dressed up as the Mario cast for Halloween this year.
Did.
How did you get guys decide like which Mario character you were gonna be? Like,
did somebody have a costume already?
Yeah, Will had. Didn't you have the thing, or did you buy it?
Oh, I bought it.
Oh, yeah.
Will bought this crazy like onesie that I thought. Yeah.
Oh, Conan had a toad hat already, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody did. Oh, George had a toad hat. My bad.
But Conan was dope.
And also, Claire is obviously... Wait, who are you? Peach? Claire's obviously...
obviously, wait.
And I'm obviously Daisy. That's always was my Mario Kart Wii character.
It's so funny. I was also always Daisy. You have the hair.
Yeah, you have the hair. So...
Yeah, there wasn't really a big
okay.
Yeah. Somebody said Mario, and we said, okay.
Oh, we did say that Will and George should be Mario and... Luigi, because they're the key players.
So and they were. So there you go.
Did you guys have a wall Luigi or no?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
We also had, I don't know if people know this, there's a wizard. And Finn was the wizard. Oh, he wants a mic.
Give me the mic. Okay. I dress up as, there's a wizard in like every Mario game, and I just really wanted to be a wizard, and everybody's like, there's no wizard in Mario. And people kept walking up to me, and it's like, I don't know, guys. Just know your Mario facts, get it straight. There is a wizard in Mario. And I won't be silenced.
You heard it first here, folks. Wet Denim says that there is a wizard in Mario, which, allegedly. All right, well, unless there's any more questions, could we get some more music?
Yeah, what's next?
For sure. Next we have an Aretha Franklin song.
Woo! Woo!
Which one? Daydreaming.
My favorite, wow. How'd you guys know?
Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. 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 Look at my mind. The kind of guy that you say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that you give your everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part. I wanna be what he wants, when he wants it and whenever he needs it. And when he's lonesome and feeling love-starved, I'll be there to feed him. I'm loving him a little bit more each day. It turns me right on when I hear him say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere far. Baby, can we? Feeling love starved, I'll be there to feed him. I'm loving him a little bit more each day. It turns me right on when I hear him say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere far. Baby, can we?
Thank you. You should know.
that was great. What was the name of that last one again?
That's Over the Hills by Led Zeppelin. Over the Hills and Far Away. I don't even know what we sing.
Well, it's that time of the day. We have a PSA lined up for you guys in that book over there. If you guys want to pick something out and read it, sing it, have a jam behind it, maybe.
Yeah. Can we get a B?
Freestyle it.
Looking for a crunchy, salty, fresh snack? Look no further than a big old jar of
pickles!
Did you know that pickles offer many health benefits? Did you? From the Cleveland Clinic, pickles are a great source of vitamins A and K.
Okay, what else?
Antioxidants and even fiber,
okay. Which
many of us lack in our diets.
This is true.
However, the Cleveland Clinic also notes that all pickles are not created equal.
No, they are not.
Watch out for extra added sugar or sodium. So bad.
And if you want to add probiotics to support your gut, look for fermented pickles instead of traditional store-bought vinegar pickles.
That's so interesting.
I know, I didn't know that. This message is brought to you from your pickle-obsessed DJs and Wet Denim here at WRUV-FM Burlington! All right, Wet Denim out.
Hey!
That was very good. I love the ad-libs.
You guys need a rap career.
Those ad-libs were very good.
We tried.
I always want to eat pickles in the winter, but it feels like sacrilegious. I should just wait until the summer.
Is that only a summer food?
Definitely. It's like...
What? That's a hot take.
Pickles in the winter?
Yeah.
Just to eat like cold pickles like on a summer day? I didn't know this was a
you
hot
can
take.
Heat your pickle up.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
I mean, hot Dr. Pepper used to be a very popular drink, so, you know, maybe hot pickles could be the next big thing.
We've made mistakes before, it's okay. Any questions?
What are your guys' favorite drinks, like, since we're on the topic, like, winter, summer, just anything you guys love?
Chai tea latte iced with soy milk, please.
Correct opinion.
Specifically from Capital Grounds in Montpelier, I'm a Vermont native. Is that an okay word? Anyways, but in Burlington, I would say August 1st probably has the best.
They do have. I like lemonade. Probably peach flavored. Oh no, I don't really like matcha.
Oh,
seaweed water.
I don't even need correct. The mic. I asked if she needed if she liked matcha lemonade. Have you tried it before?
I think once, but I think it was from Starbucks. I think I need to try it again.
Boo. Never that.
You're supposed to boycott that.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Breathe nervously. No, you're good. You're good.
Wet denim canceled.
Wet denim is over, party.
Oh, mine is oatmeal stout beer.
What? Are you
21? I think you made
he's
that
over
up.
21, by the way.
I like media. A good Diet Coke.
Ooh, retweet. Oh. Have you ever had a Diet Coke with pickle juice?
Yes.
As per Dua Lipa.
I do not mess with pickles like that, guys.
No, you should try it. You should try it.
I want to go with like a nice cold glass of water at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It's the best.
I do want to circle back to the pickles and Diet Coke because I have a lot of experience with this. I don't think it's that good with Diet Coke, but Dr. Pepper is the one to go with.
And why do you have so much experience with this? Like
pickles are good. I mean... In the summer.
Did you write that PSA?
Not in the winter, though.
I did not write that PSA.
George, what's your favorite drink?
Thanks for asking, Sophie. I'm going to have to go with root beer, specifically mug root beer. Not all root beer is created equal. Yes. Mug is the best. Conan?
Well, that's wrong, actually.
Oh, wait. Green Mountain Valley coconut water.
Yeah.
Which one? Green flavor.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, which is the original.
We've been on a coconut water kick recently.
By the way, if you guys are hearing this, please sponsor Wet Denim. Conan,
coconut water.
Coconut water, every single time we play, or we have a rehearsal.
This is true.
So do you guys have like a coconut water budget then for Conan?
I think he has his own.
All right. We don't have a budget.
We should though.
Yeah, probably. It's just a lot of us, you know. Kidding.
Well, on the topic of food, I'm going to ask this question for Chloe because it's become a classic over the past year. If you guys could be any kitchen utensil, what would you be that can be personally related or musically inspired?
Thank you. Feeling safe.
A really small fork. I really hate big forks or big any utensils. And recently I ate my lunch with like one of those really small cocktail forks and it was so good. It just makes everything taste better.
There's something so satisfying about like even using like a toothpick like to get everything like the smaller the better.
A soup ladle.
Sure.
This is Finn on the mic. I would be a microwave, I think.
No, a microwave counts. I think the
Thank you. You
know how like language changes over time, just like oral history? I think the original question, dating myself like 2 years ago, was appliance. So that counts.
There you go.
Kitchen item. We can diversify.
Thank you.
Microwave is great.
Thank you.
How many watts? Wait, can I ask how many watts? So maybe microwave isn't your truth then.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pass the mic.
Microwave, okay, my bad.
Good save, Finn. I'm going to go with like a big pair of tongs. Yeah.
Wait, like metal, plastic?
Like metal, like kitchen standard, like metal to metal tongs.
Wait, like the pin? Salad.
No,
like metal tongs that you like grill with, maybe.
Yeah.
Big grill guy over
Heard.
Here.
George. I'm a little upset Jonah took mine. I was going to be some metal tongs.
Tongs are popular.
Original.
We could be one half of each. I think I'm going to go with an air fryer, though.
So that was Conan.
Which seems to be Conan.
So listeners didn't see, but there was outrage by the drums.
So Conan, what would you be if you weren't? Oh, okay. So he's an air fryer. I got to pick something else.
No, you can be. You can both be air fryers. Have you ever seen the air fryers that have two compartments?
I didn't know.
You could make a double air fryer together.
Oh.
Oh. The bat. Okay.
Sure.
Nothing. Yes.
You know. Yeah.
Do you guys on the interview panel have an answer?
I would say microwave, but that seems taken. So
well, if you say a good wattage, you're all good.
1,200 is industry standard.
1,200,
I was
going to
say 800.
That's the,
I feel like
that's
I'm a bit substandard, you know?
Or I feel like I could be a microwave, but like right after you burn something. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like dishwashers.
No. Ooh, that's good.
This is DJ really Loaf, good. And I'm feeling firmly whisk. I think that's my truth.
Good take. I'm going to go with, this is DJ Wise. I'm going to go with a really little spoon, and I'm going to match you on that fork. We can be in it together.
Have you ever had yogurt with a baby spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. It literally will change your life, in fact, and if you haven't.
Or spork. Spork guys.
Spork.
You know the ones, the plastic
Yes.
ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my answer to blender, because I feel like I love smoothies. Like, I was a smoothie fiend back in high school, so blender.
Fair.
Do you have any other
We're
answers?
Getting some discussion over here about cocktail forks. So
let's be decisive.
This is Kaylee, and I am a normal fork, actually.
Classic.
That's like what resonated with me. Every single time that this question comes up in my head, I just see like a normal fork.
And that's really important.
and I'm always in the booth, so I'm never here to say that I'm a normal fork.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to get started with some more music?
Sure.
Circling back.
Really
yeah.
Okay,
how about some music?
Yeah, the next one we have is another original. Woo! It's called Rotten, which I wrote, I think, junior year of high school. So that's 4 years ago now. So she's old. But I brought her here. We revamped her. And I like it a lot more now.
What did you write it on?
What like about?
Or what instrument?
Oh, guitar.
I'm guessing it wasn't a 7-piece.
No, I did not write it for a 7-person band with 2 keyboards. I wrote it for me and guitar.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Kick it off.
Yeah.
pretty boy with a pretty voice, but your head is in the ground, sand in your ears and salt in your mouth. Too far gone to save you now. So hold my hand and I swear I'll pull you out. So touch my skin and breathe it out. The same to you now. Broken nails and scraped knees. You don't know what you do to me. Flesh in your hands and blood on your cheeks. I'm rotten while watching you sleep. So pull me close and throw away the key. Love, I'm all you'll ever need. So touch my skin.
Heard an original by Wet Denim here on 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. Do you have any more questions, guys?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys, Wet Denim, had like a mascot, what would it be? Like, you know how we have Rally Cat, like would you guys have a pair of pants? A
pair of pants is probably a good one. Some jeans.
What? Nice, yeah.
Or the bug in Conan's basement.
Is it a silverfish?
Oh, yeah. He has lots of silverfish down there, and we kill them often.
So that's we actually save them, and we put them outside.
Sorry. Oh, my God, we're going to get canceled.
So, yeah, probably a silverfish in jeans that are wet.
Fantastic.
Would the silverfish in wet jeans have a name, or just silverfish in wet jeans? Like,
anyone feeling creative?
Maybe rat. Yeah. That'll make more sense later.
I got notes.
All right. So we're getting a preview, some Chekhov's gun.
Yeah.
Not a film major.
If you guys had a dream venue, or I'm giving you two questions, dream venue to perform in, it could be
fictional, it could be real. It could be the sphere, but know that you will get judged. Or, so dream venue, or if you could open for someone, dead or alive, or in a band that has broken up. I know, sorry, lots to think about.
I think for a venue, which is so sad, we would have to say Nectars.
Yeah, rip. Literally, this was brought up last exposure, and like, it was felt.
It's so sad.
It was felt. Yeah. It's so sad.
My dream venue would be the one at the end of K-pop Demon Hunters. I don't know if you guys
My
have
little
seen
soda
that movie.
Pop. I've only seen that.
This
scene.
Is where the song sounds. That one. I babysit a lot, and I really like that movie.
Couldn't tell. I couldn't.
Any other? Anyone else?
George.
George is raising his hand.
This is a democracy in here.
It is.
Don't worry.
George here. My answer is, without a doubt, the end in Minecraft.
Ooh, that is such a good answer,
so
actually.
They have.
No one has ever said a thing from a video game.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Well, it would be great. They have these pirate ships that, like, float
yes!
in the sky. And
yes!
I think we'd be perfect on
and
that.
And then the Ender Dragon is just, like, circling and shooting you guys
exactly.
with the beams.
No, we would be the Ender
happens?
Dragon first. That would be, like, the prequel to the show.
Or maybe it's, like, the guitar is, like, attacking the right. Ender Dragon. Like, you know how... What is that from? Anyone know? That's from, like, a movie
That's
or a
like
show.
That's, like, a lot of shows. Like
SpongeBob?
Yeah, SpongeBob, Teen Titans Go did it. I feel like
I think you're thinking of Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim. That is the one I'm thinking of. Phineas and Ferb. Okay, lots of things.
Wow.
Lots of things. Okay, venues.
I think we should do a Minecraft theme show.
Yes.
Just putting that out there.
Have you guys seen the off-brand like Russian Minecraft show thing?
No.
You guys gotta search. I feel like you should cover their song because it's like Minecraft show. I don't sing for a reason, but I'm sure you guys could do it wonderfully.
I'd like to throw a venue out there. You could play on Lake Champlain because
it's frozen over.
It yeah. was at least previously. 90.1 does not condone you to walk on it, but that would be pretty cool if you could set something up on that.
Or on the island. What's the island called? Is there a name for the island? I don't know.
Any of them, really.
Oh, the island?
Yeah.
That's like a big island.
Oh, I know what one you're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what the name is.
You might have been able to walk to it previously. I don't know.
Back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. It's been pretty warm. It's been pretty warm. I don't know if the ice is still holding.
Yeah, I think I walked it when it was hella drought.
It's okay, you don't have a mic.
I'm not on a mic.
No, I think it's at North Hero. I'm gonna say it is, period. And then when it was really drought, when the water was super far out, you could like circumvent the whole island. You should perform there.
Similar question to dream gig. What about favorite show that you've done, favorite venue that you've played at?
Halloween was really fun. They were both in basements, but it was like
But
so
isn't
awesome.
That the place to be?
Yeah,
like,
the
which
awesome.
Which basements, might I ask?
Docks.
One that's
docks.
Undisclosed.
Yeah.
And another called Publishing House.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I won't drop the Addy because that would probably be bad, but it's really, it's definitely a basement, and people like to mosh in basements.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this.
They don't play.
It was kind of terrifying, but also awesome. And you know, moshing is dancing, so yeah, show
yes.
your friends. Push them around.
Yeah.
Consensually.
Consensually.
Consensually. One of the interesting things I learned recently is that about the metal scene here in Burlington is that one of the reasons it's been a bit rough lately is because insurers just straight up won't do it. Like, they won't provide insurance for metal shows because of a moshing.
Oh,
so yeah, shout out Jeremy Ertz. I learned that from him when
that's
I interviewed
so
him.
Interesting.
Well,
that's
we
so
don't have insurance either, so
who does these days?
True.
In this economy.
Yeah, the Burly Girlies were on a couple years ago, and they were like talking about all the hardcore shows, and they were like, "Yeah, so I've gotten concussions, I've broken bones, I've elbowed eyes," and I'm like, "Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? What a shared experience." Yeah. Does anyone else have a question? No.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to know. I'm so ashamed. This is my first time hearing Wet Denim. I'm losing my Wet Denim virginity right now. But I wanted to know if you're going to be in the Battle of the Bands, like self-plug. Ooh. Can we vote for you, or will you be there?
You know, we want to be. We applied, and I believe people haven't heard back yet.
Yes.
UPB
shade.
Not to call out UPB.
This is not UPB shade, don't worry.
Okay, yeah, no. No shade to them. I'm sure they got a lot of submissions.
So from the booth, there is a spirit. There is an evil spirit telling us to throw UPB shade.
No, we want them to like.
Lauren's telling me it's up in the air with a big shrug.
Oh, that's beautiful. Awesome. That's what we want to hear. We were worried we weren't getting response because we didn't get it.
Anyways, yes, come to Battle of the Bands. No matter what.
Yes, there you go.
And support your UVM bands, because they're all awesome.
Another shameless self-plug. We are playing tomorrow night in Brennan's, which is where Jamal's Chicken is.
Shout out, Jamal.
At 7:15 for the Songwriters Ball. So come hang out.
And it's from 7 to 9. There's one guy before us at 7. And then we play, and then there's a DJ. So come hang out.
DJ Logue. Yes.
Oh, my God. We know DJ Logue. Yeah. He does exposure.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
That's awesome. Is there any place that listeners can access your music?
Not yet. I'm working on a SoundCloud at the moment.
Love.
Because we haven't officially recorded anything yet. So
wait, that's awesome.
That'll be soon.
It's in the cards, though. We want to record things this semester, so.
Fingers crossed.
Keep your eye out.
Keep your eyes open.
And then any other upcoming gigs?
Well, we are playing at Einstein's at some point in
March 28th, allegedly.
It got changed.
Oh, never mind.
We will update with the date.
Stay tuned. Oh, well, I guess listeners should follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, you guys should follow our Instagram at wet.denim on Instagram.
Really easy to remember, so no excuses.
And TikTok. Wet denim.
TikTok?
VT? Shoot. _VT. Wet denim VT _ something like that.
Some like that.
It's a picture of a button on jeans. There you should follow.
You can also look at my TikTok, sophieg.mp3, and I tag Wet Denim. So it's a shameless self-plug for band plug.
Like, comment, share.
I put original music on there if you want to listen.
Sorry. Have to.
Can we play some
of these? Yes,
please do.
Do it.
Remember 35 sweet goodbyes, when you put me on the Wolverine up to Annandale. It was still September when your daddy was quite surprised to find you with the working girls in the county jail. Smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no, William and Mary won't do now. Well, I did not think the girl could be so cruel. And I'm never going back to my old growing outside of dawn. Soon they're gonna be in bloom up in Annandale. I can't stand her doing what she did before, living like a gypsy queen in a fairy tale. Hear the whistle, but I can't go. I'm gonna take her down to Mexico. She said, what a no, what a la hora won't do now. Well, I did not think the girl can be so cruel. And I'm never going back to my old school.
California and tumbles into the sea. That'll be the day I go back to Annandale. I tried to warn you about Gino and Daddy Jean, but I can't seem to get to you through the U.S. mail. Well, I hear the whistle, but I can't go. I'm gonna take her down to Mexico. She said, what a love, what a horror won't do now. Well, I did not think the girl can be so cruel, and I'm never going back to my old
a killer guitar solo.
Sorry, we're trying to figure out set because we need to abbreviate it quite a bit. But we can do that if we have time. How about?
I'm gonna stall. You guys are listening to 90.1.
Clearly, because I told them we were gonna play. A lot of five of our members have worked with Thomas Cleary. Shout out.
I know him. He's my piano teacher.
Yeah, he's music faculty. So shout out Tom Cleary if you're listening.
Shout out. That was a killer song, killer guitar solo. Definitely lived up to the song. It's one of my favorite Steely Dan songs. This is a piece of trivia. Do you guys know what school that song is about?
What school?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess it's one of Donald Fagen's or Walter Becker's old music school, maybe they dropped out of. I'm not sure.
I think it's Bard.
Bard, interesting.
Yeah.
Am I right? Is that did one of them? Did they go?
Yeah.
Did one of them go to Bard?
I think. It's in Annandale.
Both of them started at Bard. Okay, cool.
That's where they met. What's his face from Christmas Vacation?
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, Chevy Chase. Because Chevy Chase was the drummer in Steely Dan at first, and then they have honorary doctorates from Bard. That was given as an apology.
That's the dream, really. Drop out and then get your degree.
Drop out, write a song dissing them, and get a free degree. Like, honestly, that. Do you think I could do that?
UVM, if you hear me.
Yeah, UVM. Marlene Trump, please.
Yeah, just switch out Annandale for Burlington.
Yeah. Doesn't have the same. Yeah, okay.
This is another original we have. We debated on a name, but we resulted with our result was Rat. So hope you enjoy it.
Call back.
Yippee!
Funny thing, you know, bouncing off the windows, a bird in spring, reflections look like home, and she's hiding from the cold, watch the second storm unfold, under your wing, the truth don't feel good, no, cause I know, that I want. No, I won't do me like a fool. Yeah, you twisted rules keep me blindly cruel. And I know that you love the game. When you're in my face, keep minds empty, blank. Every time. Oh, no, 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 no. So while her heartbeat slows, you'll put on the good show. Feed the fire, a band-aid on a bullet hole. 'Cause I know that I won't let her in. No, I won't. To get clean, conviction seems so true. Follow it through, never let your grip loose. They'll keep it clear, don't wanna face the fear. 'Cause I watch the storm unfold. That I
was called what?
Rat.
Rat.
Hence the silverfish and wet jeans named Rat.
Sure.
Our mascot.
You guys have a theme.
Yeah.
So I noticed you guys are fans of switching up in the middle of your songs. Do you guys, like, how planned out is that? You just like, ooh, at this bar, I'm just feeling it. Like, let's all just...
switching up, like we switch up.
Like styles, styles and such.
Just trying to keep it really just, that's actually, I think for that song in particular, that's a lot where that's where a lot of the prog influence comes in, kind of just keeping it interesting. For me personally, a lot of repetition just gets boring, so I like writing things that'll just progressively kind of tells a story almost. So like I feel like that last section where it really slows down just gives it a totally different like headspace, and so like you can kind of almost like relax like that, because I think it's a pretty intense, it's a pretty intense riff, and so yeah, just to keep the headspace different, I guess.
Yeah, very cool.
Conan and Will tend to do a little. They have a little groove going on when we talk about when the groove changes and where it goes. Conan likes to do weird things. So.
Nice. Any questions?
I just have more of a comment for you. Like, I saw you like playing the keyboard, and like you were playing it like it owed you money. Like that was so intense. Like, I was looking at one of the TV club members filming it, and I was like, wow, okay. I didn't expect it to be so, like...
Yeah, I had, like, a lot of influence from, like, Elton John and Billy Joel.
I can tell,
when I was growing up, so that kind of comes out into, like, really beating the crap out of the piano.
Killer solos over here, guys.
Yeah. I was gonna say, just can't stop talking. When you were playing the Steely Dan song, I was like, yeah, he knew he was Elton John playing Crocodile Rock in the Muppets. Yeah. Like, it's good to know yourself like that. I think we've got time for, like, I don't know how long your songs are. One, or if you want to, like, combine, like, your next two. I feel like we could do that. Or...
Either Will's... Okay, this one's another original. Recently renamed to If You Will. For a long time, it was called Will's Song because Will wrote it.
Aw, wait, but that's cute.
And this was one that we kind of... Did we do it over the summer? We did it over the summer once, and I, like, came up with lyrics, and then we never thought about it again, and then Will recently wrote another verse, so, yeah. Oh, and we worked on the chorus of it, so there's a lot of mismatch going on.
A collaboration.
Yes.
Group effort.
Fine. When he's got that pretty girl right by his side, if she don't mind it, it's an easy life to walk that road. God, she could do it blind. And you know what she don't need is another mouth to feed. When she's not home, no, he don't eat. And that's not something that I'm trying to be. Whoa, hey. Whoa, hey, whoa, that's not something that I'm trying to be. He knows she won't go. Trapped inside his world, he'll do anything to keep her close. She knows she should go, but these walls are her own. Oh, how sweet the comfort of this home. the doctor, doctor says he lies. When he's got that funny look all in his eyes, you know he wants it, it's an easy lie. Talks so slow and heavy as she cries. No, she don't need is another mouth to feed. When she's not home, no, he don't eat. That's not something that I'm trying to be. He don't need is another mouth to feed. When she's not home, no, he don't need. That's not something that I'm trying to be.
Oh, what was it called?
If You Will.
Nice. How do you guys decide who's going to do the solos? Do you switch it up every time? Or?
Well, we and throughout this band, I love it. We all have chops. So I kind of, whatever feels right, honestly. A lot of time it's me and Will, but we include George all the time too. And then Conan, we didn't play anything with like any crazy drum breaks, but this guy is insane. Yeah. Like, props to Conan.
Where's the drum solo?
You know,
drum solo
out of time,
now.
Next time. Catch us at Brendan's tomorrow, you'll see it. But yeah, no, we like to divide it up as much as we can. We can all solo, it's great.
Yeah. We have a chatter on the line who says that he especially loves Big Man G on the piano.
Oh, George. We love George a lot.
Yeah, Big Man G. I think we have time for one more song. Yeah.
What do we want to do?
You should do something with saxophone.
Yes, please.
Rosanna.
All right. All right. Yeah, peer pressure, sorry. Or DJ pressure. Yeah, we need some sax.
Oh, let's do that instead.
Okay.
We're
gonna do.
Are we getting saxophone?
We are getting saxophone.
Woo!
We're gonna do. I'm sorry to disappoint, Thomas Cleary, if you're listening. I'll play it. We'll play it for you another time. But we're gonna do. What did we just decide? Oh, Mary Jane by Rick James, and this is a song that's very near and dear to my heart. I heard it at summer camp somehow, and it's awesome. I also have a professor, Mary Jane Austin, so this one goes out to her. And when I brought it to the band, I really don't bring a lot of music to the band because I don't know what would sound good with seven people, and I don't listen to this kind of music, so sort of take a back seat on that one. But I brought this one in the very beginning, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, this is awesome!" And my ego is still massive from that moment. So there you go. Baby, Mary, I love you. Do it, girl. Do, 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 do. Mary Jane. Mary Jane. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright. She makes my heart sing. And when I'm feeling low, she comes as no surprise. Turns me on with a love, takes me to paradise. You love me, Mary Jane. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you
Well, do you think you love me, Mary Jane? Don't you play no games. Mary Jane, I love her just the same. Mary Jane, I love a Mary baby just the same. The woman plays no games now, now, now. I'm in love with Mary Jane. I'm not the only one. Mary wanna play around, I let her have her fun. She's not the kind of girl that you can just tie down. She likes to spread her love and turn your head around. Do you love me, Mary Jane? Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Think you love me, Mary Jane? Don't you play no games? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saved the best for last, it seems.
That's amazing.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much
for coming on.
Thank you. Is there any last minute plugs you want to do?
Any
maybe
last words?
A relative, a loved one?
I mean,
no
just,
shade though.
Oh.
No, no, no. We don't even have to open that box. Shout out.
I was going to plug our Instagram.
Yeah.
Hi, pop up and Betsy if you're listening.
Don't forget to follow our Instagram at wet.denim and also WRUV if you don't already, which you
thank
definitely
you
should.
True. Thank you for the mutual shout out.
Of course. And yeah, we've had an absolute blast playing here. The vibes in here are awesome.
It's giving tiny desks.
It is giving tiny
that's desk. The goal. That's the dream. The dream. Yeah. Yeah, if you're around Brennan's tomorrow, 7 to 9,
oh, yeah.
Right?
True. Pull up.
Yeah, 7
pull
to
up
9.
And get some chicken.
Exactly.
Some chicken,
I guess. Or mac and cheese.
Of course,
there's also halal options, yes, famously.
We love Songwriter Circle, so.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Any last words from the interviewers, panels? Should we all harmonize a thank you? I've been making everyone do this.
Oh, no. Yes, please.
Okay, ready? Sorry, I have a bit
do you
of
a wanna, do you want a starting note? A do?
Yes, please.
Ooh, that'd be great, actually.
Do, me, so. There you go.
Okay, are you ready? Yeah, one, two, three.
Thank you.
Wait, that was our best one. This writing note kind of changes things. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Shout out to all the listeners out there. This has been Exposure with Wet Denim on WRUV 90.1 FM. Tune in 2 weeks from now, March 4th. Not me pulling up my calendar. No, no, never. March 4th round trip. Tune in. Yay! Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.